I just had a breakthrough, and I feel like I must share this. This one was a true game changer, and I want to share this one experience, this one meditation that I just went through, that I just gave a shot, and I wanted to tell you how and what it was. Stay tuned. Hey, yeah, welcome back to the show, Scruffy the Deep Thinking Cat. I'm your hostess, Natty Ander. And, oh, hey, Ginger. So I wanted to share something. Since this show is about raising your vibration, living a healthier life, one of the things that I just discovered is the more better you become as a person, the higher you raise your vibration, the more, a lot of negative thoughts, worries, fears, doubts, intrusive thoughts, anxiety, usually like to bubble up by this time. They usually like to make themselves aware at this point. And the reason is, and honestly, this could be said with any manifestations when you're trying to manifest something into your life. But what I realized is those negative thoughts, and I had a breakthrough not too long ago, and I'm going to tell you what you can do. So when those things, and I've been wondering about this for a while as to why these negative thoughts keep popping up. The reason why they do keep popping up, it's because you have to somehow overcome them. And the best way is to observe them. And so what you can do is, when you're having some doubts, when you're having some anxiety, when you're having some negative thoughts, when you're having just any sort of unwanted thoughts, or just like anxiety or some sort, stop that. Or some sort of anxiety of some sort. But anyways, so what you can do is go to a quiet place where it's nice and dark. Like I was saying, find yourself a comfortable spot where it's dark, where it's quiet. And if you want, if you have a blindfold, go in and slip that on, right? Just go in and slip that on right now. What you can do is, when it's nice and dark, relax. You can lay down. You can sit down. Whatever position feels comfortable. The trick is you have to get to that state of you're almost sleepy and you're almost awake. You're still conscious, but you're kind of in that relaxed state. That is where you can ask yourself, what is it within you? What is it within me? Is what you would say to yourself that has these thoughts. Why do I think these thoughts? Why am I having these doubts? What is it within me that's lowering down my vibration or making me feel down, making me feel low? And whatever thoughts that come into your head, just let it talk. One of my favorite techniques is imagine yourself as a therapist asking your client, what is it within you that's bothering you? Why do you think that? What belief system do you have? What is it in the trauma that's making you have these thoughts? What is it? Why are you having these doubts? Etc., etc. And be loving, be open, just be that therapist that's being neutral, being very detached from yourself, and just listen to your client, quote-unquote client, which is actually those negative thoughts. Let them all talk. Notice how it makes your body feel. Notice your heart racing. Notice tight clenching. Notice these body sensations of discomfort, of anxiety, short breathing. Just notice everything. Whenever they talk, whenever they come up to your mind, just be okay with it. One of the things that I feel like most manifesting teachers keep forgetting to mention, and it's not all of them, but I feel like a majority of them seem to forget to acknowledge these negative thoughts as well. And I've been very fortunate enough to actually meet and talk to some of these spiritual teachers, these wonderful teachers that, who knows, maybe I might be able to have them as guests in the show, in Scruffy the Deep Thinking Cat. We'll see. But I'm very grateful for their help, and I'm here to spread their word, their teaching, what they taught me, and my ways of going about and overcoming these hurdles. That's what one of the teachers would always say, going over the hurdles. In which I agree. Because they do bubble up. They do come up to the surface. And some spiritual gurus would just say, stay focused on the positive. Ignore the negative thoughts. Ignore them completely. But the thing is, in a way, that could sometimes be toxic positivity. Toxic optimism. That's what it is. Toxic optimism. Because the more power you're going to give those negative thoughts, the more you try to fight it, the more it's going to get worse. So I feel like some spiritual teachers forget to mention that it's okay if these thoughts, unwanted thoughts, keep coming up. If these doubts keep coming up, that means it's time for you to overcome them. Same with anger, with triggers. If someone triggers you, if someone gets you angry, then it's about time for you to overcome them. And that is true, because I remember having some huge, strong resentment towards a family member, and oh, I was so crossed by what happened 10 years ago or 5 years ago. Me experiencing that and wondering why, what is it within me? What is it within me that's feeling this anger? Why do I feel this? And then after some time realizing what is it within me and the negativity that's been bubbling, that's been underneath the rug for so long, I finally came up and just left. Because I gave it a chance to talk. I gave it a chance to speak up and then leave. And ever since then, it's never bothered me since. I haven't been angry from past. Anyways, from the past. So try not to ignore your negative thoughts. Don't become a part of it. Don't let it be a part of you. Don't attach yourself to it. But try to be that friend, that therapist, talking to the client and figuring out why. Is this something from the past? Are they afraid of the past somehow repeating? Because listen, the past does not equal the future. Let me say it again. The past does not equal the future. Okay? You are the writer of your own story. Try to keep that in mind. And so, when you just let these uncontrollable thoughts and just be okay with them. Just let them be present. Let them show up. I find this very, very helpful and very healthy that some teachers would tell you to acknowledge it. It's there for a reason for you to overcome them. To overcome this. And so this is what I wanted to share. As you carry on experiencing these feelings, these thoughts, ask yourself afterwards, what is it that you need? What is it, like, ask your client self, as you, the therapist, ask your client self, what is it that you need right now that I can give you? It could be love. It could be just, like, being taken seriously. It could be just, like, give yourself attention. So whatever comes up, just go ahead and feel what's right. Give yourself that love. Give yourself that gratitude. Of course, always be grateful for you overcoming this, because this is one step closer to your goals, to your dreams, to your desired life. And so, this is what I wanted to share, and I am very, very grateful that one of my spiritual teachers had just taught me this new idea, and so now I can finally heal, and I have been healing, and I did heal, and so I'm very thankful, and I hope that this message reaches to others, and I hope that they also benefit from this episode. And so if you really liked this episode, and if you really liked today's episode, and you felt like Siv was very helpful, you can support us by going down to one of the links below and send a donation. So Scruffy, but mostly I, will make more helpful videos like this. More helpful episodes, I should say, like this. And so, I thank you for your support, and thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.